And an ambitious plan to replace diesel trucks in two of the nation's busiest ports with newer, cleaner ones got the go-ahead late yesterday from a federal judge. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach want to replace the old trucks starting the 1st of October, but trucking companies sued to stop the plan. Rob Schmitz of member station KQED reports.
From its inception, the Clean Trucks program has been called one of the boldest environmental plans in U.S. history. The $1.6 billion project is expected to cut air pollution in half for one of the most polluted areas of the country, the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles. The ports will mandate that the largely independent 17,000 truckers will have to replace their rigs. It's a big plan that, not surprisingly, has met with big resistance, namely a lawsuit filed by the American Trucking Association. On Monday, dozens of lawyers clutching overstuffed briefcases pushed their way out of Federal Judge Christina Snyder's chambers for a hearing on the issue. David Pettit, a lawyer for the Natural Resources Defense Council, was among them. He believes a plan will make L.A. a model for ports throughout the U.S.
I think there will be progress all over the country to clean up the air in the way that our ports here are doing.
The American Truckers Association wasn't arguing with that. It's worried the plan is a veiled attempt to unionize the truckers. And here's where things get a little bit complicated. Currently, most truckers are known as independent owner-operators. They work for smaller companies who manage their routes and shipments. But under the plan, truckers fear these smaller companies will be pushed aside in the Port of Los Angeles to make room for larger companies that will be under tighter jurisdiction of the port. This change will make it easier for unions to come in and organize the truckers. And many truckers don't like that idea. Independent trucker Miguel Correa is one of them. I make $100,000 a year, says Correa. The stocky 55-year-old leans against his idling big rig at his company's dusty lot inside the port. Oil refinery smokestacks pierce the smoggy horizon behind him. Trucking is Correa's life. He wears a thick silver chain with an outline of an 18-wheeler around his neck. Correa says he likes the Clean Trucks program, but he's not sure about joining the union. I make more here than I'd make with the union, he says, because the union would pay me per hour. Here, he says, they pay me for how many goods I can move. If I work fast, I can make a lot, he says. Not all truckers agree, though. Charles Williams would be happy for the union to organize truckers. He says it would be a step up from the $600 a week he makes.
Like now, we don't have any benefits, no dental, no medical. We don't have anything. We're just out here on our own, you know, living from paycheck to paycheck.
Just a couple of miles away in downtown Long Beach, Rosa Batres sits outside her neighborhood coffee shop. The 35-year-old mother of four recites a laundry list of health problems she says her family has due to dirty air from the nearby port.
We suffer from everything from itchy skin, dry skin, to the eyes, to the nose, to the throat constantly.
The California Air Resources Board has reported that the cancer risk in this area due to diesel exhaust is 500 times higher than what the federal government considers acceptable. The Clean Trucks program, intended to reduce this risk, is scheduled to start October 1st. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.